In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, Joey, I'll just warm you up with a little one.
Does no one want to put their name to these jokes?
Well, that's the quality of the product, I think.
Actually, a couple of good ones, a couple of bad. Licorice all sorts. Get some good ones and some bad ones.
Well, maybe they should sponsor you.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
Hmm. What's the leading cause of dry skin, Joey?
What, Bill?
Towels.
Joey. Joey. Oh, no.
Actually, they might too.
Yeah, go on.
No. You've got another one.
No, you laughed. I laughed at Joey. I was walking through a quarry the other day, Joey, okay? And I said to the foreman, "That sure is a big rock." He said, "Boulder." So I said, "That sure is a big rock."
Should have stopped at the first one. Should have stopped after.
Should have stopped at the opener and told neither of them.
Because
be
I
fair.
Was being bolder.
Yeah.
No, we got it, mate.
Two jokes. This one's from Billy from the UK. Another listener. There you go. He rang the council the other day to see if he could have a skip outside.
Mm-hmm.
The man on the other end of the phone said, "Mate, you can do cartwheels. I don't give a stuff."
Must run in the name Billy. That's no good.
And then, "Hey, Fat, here's a quick dad joke for you. It will suit you because it's easier to read." This is Steve Smith.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Sorry, Rabs. I should have set that up. This is Steve Smith, Rabsy.
You got to give me more time.
Oh, what?
I got to search for it.
Well, not that Steve Smith, you idiot. This is a joke teller, Steve Smith. You like this one, Lee?
Well, I hope so.
Lee.
It hasn't been a good start.
How much did the pirate pay to get his ears pierced? A buccaneer. Don't pretend you're not laughing inside.
I got in trouble yesterday for laughing at your stupid towel joke, so I'm not laughing
a
today.
A buccaneer.
Yeah, not funny. Like the Tampa Bay.
Buccaneer.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's it, part of it. There. Thank you, Adelaide. How do you make four nice old ladies say f***?
Oh, I know this one. Something about bingo.
Oh, don't tell the buddy.
No. Oh, he's ruined it.
What is it?
He's hit the camera.
What is it?
Have the fifth lady shout, "Bingo!" Get stuffed, Joey.
Oh, no.
Three Irishmen are in a pub, and Mick, Paddy, and Tat, that's where their names live. The barman says, "Are you all related?" "Yeah, we're triplets." The barman says, "Triplets? How come you and Pat are 6 foot tall and Tat is only 4 foot tall?" "Well," said Mick, "me and Pat were breastfed, so there was no tit for Tat." Not bad. At least you didn't jump in and go, "No tit for Tat." Don't know if I've told this one before, Joey, but just go with it and don't jump in, okay?
Righto.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Why, Bill?
Because they're dead. Joey?
No, dead. Bill.
What do you call a lady with one leg? Eileen.
Yeah.
Come on. You know the first one sucked when immediately you just start reading the second one.
And then the second one was worse than the first.
I get stuffed. Look forward to Daisy.
That into your long weekend.
Yeah. How good is that? That'll get you through.
You sure?
Yes, I am sure. I've gone off half cock.
We've gone off half cock.
You absolute dickhead.